Soundproof Podcast.
We go through life collecting memories, filing them away, then withdrawing them years later, sometimes involuntarily. Some memories are better left buried, but find their way back to the surface anyway. What if you could trade those memories and the residue they've left behind for cash? That's where the memory pawn shop comes in.
The first woman to tell me to be quiet was our neighbor's wife. I was 5. She said, "Little boys tell lies. No one will believe you. You'll be locked up and sent away, and you'll never see your mama and papa ever again. Would you like that? Hey, psst, stop crying. Don't make me angry." I stopped wailing at her sharp tone and looked up.
"No, that's not how the story goes,"
says the voice. I wait. I'm nothing if not obedient.
"Speak clearly into the microphone, please."
What do I say?
"Did no one tell you how this works?"
"I think someone did, but I..." My sentence trails off. I can feel confusion covering my face.
"You speak the memory you want to sell. We weigh it up and then pay you what we think it's worth. Some memories are worth more than others. Once you speak it, it's erased from your mind, and we get to keep it. Government mandate states that an individual must retain a minimum memory level of 50%. All right? Sign here."
I imagine the voice is kindly, but I'm not sure. There's the sound of paper shuffling, and I feel nostalgia hitching its thumb in my chest.
"Now remember, speak clearly."
I clear my throat. Falling snow, that faint electric ionic crackle in the air, particles rubbing, the friction of crystals. This is a field in the shape of a basket, collecting clumps and drifts. It is dry, and the sound squeaks underfoot. A cloud above us, and then the river. My throat closes up. Her eyebrows wrinkle. Her pupils bore into me. I hear her say, "Little boys." The wind takes the rest away. I spread out the paper and read, crackling and flapping. The trees stand around us, saying nothing. What is she saying? She never smiles, never gives me anything. I touch the spaces between, and the white powder, my fingers infinite and inept. Even though she is speaking to me, all I can see and hear is the snow. Can't feel my hands, my skin. Still that dog is barking. Am I inside watching her? Or outside getting cold, freezing? Or am I burning away? Mary is a flag waving hello, hello, goodbye. Snow is frozen rain. That is how I explain it to myself. She could be saying anything right now. She tilts her head, beckons me over, neck flexing, mouth pressed tight, eyebrows a ridge of displeasure. Here is an igloo. I enter, and it's black, it's white, it's gray all around. She stands in front of me, and I look at her. And I'm about to speak, and she raises her hand. And then she raises her finger. And she raises these to the drawstring of her lips.
I'm getting some interference.
The voice sounds vexed. Actually, the tone is measured and calm. But I imagine I can distinguish a subtle difference. The way the words are bitten out. The sharp consonants. I check the mirror set in the wall. I'm sorry, I say. Shall I try again?
Are you sure about this memory? Look at the picture,
the voice says.
Look at her.
I look. There's a high-pitched whine starting in my ears, which usually presages an attack. I focus on the static behind the second woman's head. I lean over her. She lies on the ground. Grains shift and slide, erratic. The sand dune beneath us threatening to seek its own level, like water. The sea, the hot coconut oil slick beachgoers shrieking at the ever approaching wave. Her breath changes for mine. We inhale each other, making our own wave-like undulations, gasping at our body's forces, and she pushes through. We're pushing through together, and we could be the gulls crying overhead. Her mouth is a sun that burns me. I melt, and in a second, achieve the clarity of glass. Burst, break, and shatter. She gasps, that tiny puff of air hotter than a solar flare, pushing against my neck, branding me. Her eyes liquefy, and we lean against each other. We are quiet, quiescent, we deliquesce. Such melting ice creams of summer. But I am not so fluid as that. I start to say something. She stops me, a sand-grained index finger raised, and I'm looking at her mouth. The sound issuing forth from her lips is my own personal tornado. I'm sorry, I say. Shall I try again?
Government mandate states that an individual must retain a minimum memory level of 50%. All right? Sign here.
Some memories are worth more than others, I say, nodding.
Now remember, speak clearly.
I nod again. There is a photo of a woman in front of me. There is a hum, and whir, and I am in the tunnel, worried about everything inside me that might be metal, that could flick out and puncture me from the inside out, stick through the walls. She calms me. Doctor or nurse? I can't tell. Hush now, she says. It won't be much longer. Snakes, I'm thinking. My intestines. Gray inside and pink. No music in here. hear a hum, scanning for my fear. I will give it to them. They can have it. I want something else now. Anything else. Let me not be remembered, I think. Let the world move on, rolling inevitably like a ball down an alley, overshot from a backyard game of catch or dodge, forgotten, the children of last summer. A tomcat walks past, sniffs, sprays, walks on, tail a flag exclaiming victory. Let me be forgotten like that. Walk on. Walk away. Hello? I say. My hands are trembling.
Come to the partition, sir. Here's your payment.
A pause.
That's a fair amount.
Did I imagine kindness? What am I doing here?
Do you not remember?
No. I feel some emotion hitching my breath. I don't know what it is.
Go through the door. Someone will explain to you how it works.
Cipher was written and read by Ivy Alvarez. Ivy's a Filipino-born Australian who became a British citizen a few years ago and now lives in New Zealand. Let's just say we had a lot to talk about. I'm Miyuki Okiranta and you're listening to Soundproof on RN.